Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
The final week of The Fringe. It's a bit sad when it comes towards the end, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Although I was out doing The Fringe last night,
yes,
and by about my 500th leaflet,
yes,
I thought, no, I'm done with this
I'm
now.
Done with this now, yeah. See, the thing is, if you come to see Fourth on The Fringe at the start of the festival, then you can pretty much see you've done The Fringe, and then that's it. You don't have to bother for the rest of the month. Two of the top three best jokes as voted for by viewers of the TV channel Dave. Two of the top three have been delivered by people who played at Fourth on the Fringe.
That's right, this year.
That's right, number three and number one. So the number three joke this year is from comedian Mark Watson, and he's his joke is, "Always leave them wanting more," my uncle used to say, which is why he lost his job in disaster relief.
Oh,
I know, it's a bit close to the edge, that one, isn't it, really? Number two's a belter. In fact, I think number two should have won. Masai Graham, who I'll be honest, I don't know who Masai Graham is.
Not heard of him.
But Masai Graham's joke is, "I've written a joke about a fat badger, but I couldn't squeeze it into my set." That's funny.
That's good.
That's proper funny. But it's not the winner. The winner is, once again, Tim Vine.
Yes.
He wins it every
year.
Well,
no, he doesn't. He's only won it twice.
Is that right?
But he's been in the top three for the last few years.
Okay, but he has won it this year with a joke which Arlene is about to murder. Because Arlene's not famed for her ability to tell a joke, are you, Arlene?
Yeah. Just don't build me up, eh?
Okay. So, if you could deliver the joke in your own time, off you go, Arlene.
Decided to sell my Hoover. Well, it was just gathering dust.
There it is, everybody.
Thanks very much.
That's the best joke at The Fringe.
I love Tim Vine.
He's very funny.